One of your priority bills getting a hearing in the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee on Wednesday of this week, Senate Bill 62, which would raise fines for seatbelt violations.
That's correct. We heard it this morning. I thought the hearing went very well. I'm pretty enthusiastic about the results.
This is a measure you've introduced in the past as well. You're getting a better feeling about it this year than the last?
Definitely. This is the fourth time I've introduced it. You know, it's been a focus of mine, and I think we got a pretty warm reception today.
We've talked about this bill before. You talk about the differences between the state's usage overall and seatbelts and the fact that it's the teen drivers that seem to be the ones not using the seatbelts as much as the adults.
And that's the whole impetus behind the bill. You know, I'm not going to change the driving patterns of older people, of more mature people. National average is 84% usage. Missouri is about 79%. And the teenage is about 66%. You know, these are kids that are raised in car seats, and they're still not putting on their seatbelts. So for them, $50 is going to be a lot of money. So I hope to get their attention.
Does this change the primary enforcement rule on seatbelts?
Not at all. Not at all. It's still a secondary offense. The individual has to be doing something else other than not wearing a seatbelt for him to get a ticket.
Where does the bill go from here?
Well, hopefully we'll get it voted out of committee next week and get it to the floor either next week or the following week, and we can have a serious debate about it. I'd like to see it move forward.